Right now on VFN TV, prophecy is going to encourage you and inspire you, specifically about the Supreme Court and something about a Samuel and a Deborah being put on the Supreme Court. Also, a great awakening and a revival coming, and the sign of it is a tsunami, a red tsunami in the midterm elections. This is going to be an exciting program right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
Wow. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You are here.
I am here.
What do you think about?
I want to know.
I just think about Oklahoma.
Do you?
Yeah, I remember seeing Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? I love you.
I like Oklahoma.
I have a problem with Oklahoma.
I just think Oklahoma.
Love you.
Where the winds are blowing across the plains.
I take it.
It's great. I think it's colorful. I like it. You know, it's nice.
I'm liking your style there, too.
Thank you very much.
The whole combination.
Silk.
Oak silk.
Faux silk.
I'll tell you what I really am excited about.
What's that?
That no matter what we're seeing today in the news and all this stuff, this propaganda, if you will, it's so encouraging to know that we have a God that knows everything and is in control of everything. And he wants to share it, and he does share it with his people.
Yeah.
When we abide and hear his voice and spend time with the Lord, he's telling us what is going on so that we can pray, be in partnership with him, so we don't have to go by the naysayers or the negative things that are happening. God has the inside story, and he desires to share it with us.
You have the people who don't know God's news.
Yeah.
And then you have the people who do know God, and God's speaking to them, and they're sharing what God's saying. And God's news is always good. Even if it seems bad at the time, it's only to get us to a good place.
Absolutely.
And I think about this, you know, that right before the crisis, right before, you know, terrible things happen, and you're looking at on Mount Carmel with Israel, and you're looking at Jezebel and all of her prophets on
It was looking pretty bad if you just stop right there. It was looking dark.
You know, so you had all these people who said they were hearing from God and righteous. When you go to the top of a mountain back then, that was broadcasting.
It meant something.
It wasn't a television back then, but that's how you talked to the nation. You talked over at the mountaintops. And so at the same time, on the same mountain, you had God's prophet, Elijah. So you had fake, false prophets, which were fierce. This is how you know the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet. A true prophet of God is true, but also they're bold. And a false prophet and a prophet of Jezebel, they're fierce, and you're just kind of like fingernails across the chalkboard, and you just kind of cringe, and it's like, are you really marching down the street with that on your head right now? I mean, you're thinking, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
And so you can tell the difference between false and true. But think about it. They were broadcasting all this stuff. I mean, right before they were actually going to be all taken down, I mean, the word of the Lord said through a particular prophet was the anchors are coming down.
Yes.
And we've been seeing them come down. I mean, even entire... You're watching news industries go down. I really even believe a Fox News is making an adjustment as we speak to be like we are VFN TV around the world. They're already starting to promote. You can see us and subscribe to us.
Yeah.
You know, and they're starting to, and we don't do that. We're out there for free, but everybody's shifting to that. But some of the words have been prophesied that even, we'll talk more about that, but even, you know, CNN would be closing their doors, and it's just the way people receive news. But you're looking at the last stand, you know, Custer's last stand where they're shouting things that you're thinking like, what are you saying?
I mean, it's a desperate thing to throw everything on the wall.
Think about what Jezebel's prophets were doing. I mean, they were saying, Jezebel's right. Couldn't say nothing else, they'd be dead, right?
Right.
And so they're saying, lie. This is what happened biblically. You can go back and look at it. And so with that, you know, when they finished doing what they were doing, long story short, then the true prophet just says, are you sure? I mean, is your God not listening? What's going on? And a lot of people get all concerned when they hear Jezebel's prophets say all these lies.
Relax. Especially when there's a lot of them. Yeah. And people still think a large number.
Well, the majority of Israel was believing and following Jezebel and Ahab during that time. And God was shifting. It was going to be a little bit of shifting. I mean, Jehu was yet to come. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's Donald Jehu Trump, if you don't think about it. And so understand that was the beginning of a transition. So have faith in God and how powerful he is, that he holds all things together. He's in total control. He's in total charge. and he's activating what he's going to do here on earth. And you're about to be a shift, because it's the God who answers by fire.
Yeah.
Who's God?
And that's why I think this program is so important, because we bring a biblical perspective to today's news and current events.
Right.
If you're just watching the news today and mm-hmm. listening to the insanity, you'd be depressed, you lost your hope, and
right.
you would think that hope is in a man.
Right.
But hope is not in a man, not even in the President of the United States.
Oh, no,
the hope is in Jesus Christ
right.
and Him alone.
Although we do appreciate Him.
So, yeah, we do.
So then you're looking right now at these Supreme Court nominations, and you see every single time that somebody comes up that's a constitutional conservative who actually likes America, who believes in the Constitution and has faith in God, that they attack them, and everything that they truly are, they accuse them of the opposite. We got to get used to that, because not only does Jezebel seduce you into something, and then she attacks you for the seduction afterwards, you got to realize that's all her plans. Revelation chapter 2, the church of Thyatira, he talks about it, that she leads God's people away and seduces them and leads them into all this stuff that they're accusing appointees of being able to do that. They didn't. And so you got to understand to pray during those days and realize, but specifically Charlie Shamp, he's a prophetic man that's speaking on the Elijah television. He's speaking about prophetic words that God had given him about the Supreme Court. And one of them specifically has to do with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, that he actually is one of the Samuels that God's putting on the Supreme Court. And a Deborah is coming. As a matter of fact, let's join this now. This is Charlie Shamp sharing this prophetic word on the Elijah's list.
Yeah, so in October of last year, I was in California, and I was praying, and the Lord showed me that there was a Supreme Court justice from California that would be stepping down, and that the Lord would in turn raise up what he termed a Samuel and okay. put into the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And we're seeing that right now.
So you are saying, to be clear, that the one that the Lord calls Samuel is...
Kavanaugh.
Because then we've got other believers saying, well, you know, we're not sure it's Kavanaugh, because what if it's supposed to be a woman, and the woman that was mentioned, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But you're saying that the Lord is telling you that Kavanaugh is the next guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that. And from what the Lord has shown me, that the next one is a man that God called Samuel.
Okay.
And then on the 29th, as I was praying about that very word, the Lord showed me that not only is he going to put a Samuel there, but he's also raising up a Deborah.
Okay.
So I believe that there's a man that's going to be placed in right now, and then there's going to be another Supreme Court justice that's coming, and that will be a woman
okay.
that God calls Deborah.
Okay, now I'm just going to ask it straight out. When you say it's going to be a woman, is that someone you can name, or are you just do we stop there?
I think we stop. I haven't seen into.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think we could speculate about
yeah.
it, but in reality, though, I can't release what the Lord has not specifically spoken.
That's
to
very
about.
Good. And man, I like hearing you say that. I want our viewers to hear you say that, because that's true integrity.
And this is so powerful when you think about that. Imagine, you know, for so long we thought, man, this is what they're calling the Supreme Court. They're calling it the most powerful position in America. That is constitutionally totally wrong.
Yeah.
It has been used as a leverage of power, but the truth is the Congress is the most powerful
yes.
branch, and everything needs to go back to the Congress. But God's shifting that, and you'll notice people that have been wrongly using the courts to basically make law for the bench,
yeah.
they're going to go back to Congress and start trying to get that thing to go
yeah.
down. But God's changing it. He's putting a Supreme Court in that's going to literally line up with the direction God's taking this country. This is so exciting. You think about this. You think about how important it is for the judges to be able to be changed. I know there was a prophet out of South Korea. I can't bring his name up right now, but he prophesied. He said, listen, America, this is before the election in 2016. He says, it doesn't matter who you put in office in Washington, D.C. If you don't change the judges across the land, America's going to go down. And I know that, you know, since President Trump's been in, they've been changing more than ever before, especially
yeah.
those appeals courts, which is
and you notice important. The ones that haven't been changed are the ones that are being an obstructionist, if you will, and trying to stop some of the things that he was trying to do with the travel ban and other things.
You know, and you got one judge in the middle of nowhere making a law on the whole court.
It affects the entire country.
And that's not the way it was originally. That's not the whole purpose. No. It shouldn't be that way. It's the Congress that makes those laws, the executive branch, the president that enforces those laws, and the judiciary branch interprets the laws of the fact, are they constitutional? That's it. And it's either yes or no. Once we get back from this break, you're going to hear specifically how God, we've been talking about, you've been hearing about the revival, the great awakening. We've been asking God to bring the awakening. Well, guess what? There's a sign coming up that God is going to bring an awakening, a revival, an awakening to the world, to the land. And it's going to come in November around Election Day. Join us after the break.
Magnify. In this year's Time Magazine listing of the 100 most influential people is a young hip-hop artist, Chancellor Bennett, a.k.a. Chance the Rapper. The Time article said of the Grammy-winning recording artist, he makes music from an unapologetically inspiring and Christian perspective, music that transcends age, race, and gender.
His latest release, Coloring Book, is filled with biblical references. One track, called Blessings, references Psalm 119:133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Another, Ephesians 6:17, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Joshua 6, the story of the fall of the walls of Jericho.
It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting. I mean, it's been, if you missed our last program, you got to catch it. The wealth transfer and all that God's doing, powerful things. But God is about to do something so powerful. Yeah, the Supreme Court we just talked about is totally awesome. But understand this, God's about to do something. What we saw in November of 2016 was called a wave. But what God is about to bring is a tsunami But understand this, God is bringing an awakening to the land, like the Great Awakening, an awakening where the DNA of a culture changes. I mean, this is awesome when you study Great Awakening. And you can actually go to the VFNKB.com and go to the Torch and just find out about it. We've done many programs on it. But think about this. So an awakening is when all of a sudden, where people were dark-minded and they just couldn't see God and they didn't want the things of God, all of a sudden you see people coming after God, serving God, giving their lives to God, going in the mission field, doing all these awesome things, and God's back in the schools, God's back in business, God's back in government, God's everywhere, Ten Commandments, all these different things are happening. That's an awakening, right? You know, and things that were dark begin to close and light begins to come in those places. It's just exciting. But what is a sign? God's about to give us a sign that this is going to come. And Charlie Shamp, he's prophesying about what that sign will be. And the sign just happens to be the midterm elections in America in November of 2018, which is going to be a red tidal wave. Now, I don't see talking colors like most people mean, which means a conservative constitutional wave that's going to line up with President Trump in the direction God wants to take this country. It's so exciting. As a matter of fact, let's join. This is Charlie Shamp being interviewed with Elijah's List. Check it out.
You said something about the midterm elections. That looked really interesting to me. Show us what the Lord's showing you about the midterms.
Well, I had seen a red tsunami that hit the East Coast and went across the West Coast. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh no, this is some kind of catastrophe that the Lord wants me to pray against. And the Lord spoke to me and said, no, that's a wave of revival and awakening that's about to come. And he said, a sign of what I'm about to do in America will be marked in the November elections of the midterms. And he said there will be a red tsunami that will hit in the Senate and in the House of Representatives.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Lord specifically told me that Trump will no longer stand alone, that a three-cord strand is not easily broken, and that he would make the two other branches of government come alongside, which is the Supreme Court, and of course, you know, the Senate and the House,
right.
And they would come along and they would support the agenda of what God wants to see.
We're not waiting for 2020 for this to be kicked in. Mm-mm. You're saying that the Lord's saying, instead of, you know, there was this, many people were predicting a blue wave now that the red wave happened, and now the blue wave's going to come in. The Lord's saying, no, no, no. First there was the red wave that got us in, got Trump in, and now you're saying now there's going to be a red tsunami.
Yes.
That's a little bit more powerful than a wave, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
That's almost destructive.
You think about it, so exciting. This is, you think about Brett Holderbaum and the prophecy that he gave about the wind coming through Washington, D.C. These things are coming to pass. Get ready. Get prepared for what's going on. He's talking about a wave of revival and awakening about to come. The sign is going to be midterm elections. What a red and blue means for those that all around the country, our audience around the world, is, you know, one is a conservative, constitutional party who honors God, and most honor God. And the other is a presently not so much for the Constitution, not for conservatism, therefore changing, fundamentally changing everything.
And as of recent, really moving towards socialism.
Yes,
so,
embracing socialism, exactly.
And it's really interesting what God's saying here, because obviously it's outside of the norm, but the norm typically is that whoever's in office, the opposite, you would think that a blue wave would occur. But God's going contradictory to what
because
everyone's
red
expecting.
Republican is in now.
Right.
Republicans have the red. Republicans have the executive branch, the judiciary branch. Well, not judiciary, but
the Senate.
And the Senate and the House, and but that's not enough. It needs to be a bigger margin. Well, this tidal wave is going to bring tsunami is going to bring that. But understand how awesome that may be for those who want to see our country come back to God. And it's a sign of how we're going to come back to God. An awakening is going to take place. And part of that's going to be because a red tsunami means there's going to be enough conservative constitutionalists come in and say, listen, and godly, God-fearing men and women, they say, we got to end the taking of lives, the murdering of children in the womb. That's what this fight over Kavanaugh is all about, Judge Kavanaugh, to the Supreme Court, because they don't want to end Roe versus Wade, which is actually the sacrifice of children to Moloch. We talk about that all the time. But listen, this is so important. If you want to prepare for this move of God, Kat Kerr is prophesying here specifically about what has to be done. You want to be a part of it. But one way of being a part of it is listen to what Jesus said. Hmm. He told us, listen, before you do something for me, before you bring your gift to the altar, if your brother has something against you, go make it right. As a matter of fact, let's listen to what she has to say right here when she's being interviewed on Elijah List.
This is a very focused time. Be focused in your priorities. Make sure you can go back as much as possible. Have restorations with people who were not happy with you, no matter whose fault it was. It's going to be your job to make that restoration happen. Right. That doesn't mean you want them to repent to you. That means you're going to go to them and say you're sorry that they were upset about something, but you're praying for them, you care about them. If you're going to be out there doing something big for God, then you have to make sure that what's behind you is not left. You can't hide things. Don't have hidden wounds in you. Get rid of all the wounds, because he's giving you something brand new to do in this time, and or brand new or new ways to do it that will be powerfully seen, will be very visible. The things he'll do with us now won't be behind doors anymore. Wow. It'll be out there for the world to see. The internet will go viral with many of these things that will happen.
This is so exciting, because it makes me think of the words of Jesus when he says in Matthew 5:21. As a matter of fact, take a look at this, John.
You have heard,
this is the words of Jesus. Now.
You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire.
It all has to do with how we're treating each other.
Yeah. So if you are offering your gift at the altar,
which means you're going to go do something for God.
Right.
This move's coming up. It's like, I want to do something for God. But he's saying it before you do that.
And there, at that moment, while you're doing something for God, remember that your brother has something against you. Leave your gift, therefore, before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:21-22.
That's so important, because then your ministry is going to be acceptable, and we're doing ministry for the Lord and others, not for ourselves anyway.
That's right.
So we want to be able to make that thing right.
Pure heart, innocent, right before the Lord.
And it's important to live your life that way, always. Just every moment should be that way. That way you don't have to go back and balance your books or anything like that, right?
Every other day, right?
You might as well make it right now, because
if you
don't make it right, it's just very, very important. And you're not looking for people to get right. You're just making sure that you're right with them the best you could. But listen, not only that, and we talk about, you know, the entertainment mountain and what God's doing, but God is even specifically going to take Hollywood back. Mm. Kat Kerr talks specifically how God's going to begin to take Hollywood back. It's already begun. Check it out.
And there will be many extremely wealthy people that will get born again that will want to put their money into the kingdom, like, immediately. I'm talking about celebrities. Oh, the third thing on the list, he is taking Hollywood.
Nice. I'm saying
everything you've seen before now, it's just something, a lot of things have been happening behind the scenes. A lot of main actors, actresses are getting born again. But what will be coming out of Hollywood at the end of 2 years, but it's going to start this year, will be powerful. Doesn't mean it'll all be Bible stories, but he's going to change the content in a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
And the ones who don't want to do it won't remain.
That's so exciting when you think about it. We've been praying about the mountain. You know, VFN KB is all about, VFN Kingdom Business is about taking the seven mountains.
Yes.
And some of those mountains are the entertainment mountain, but also the business and education mountains. And God is showing me very specifically this thing taking place. You know, she talks about specifically people with wealth and people in entertainment that have wealth. They're going to be touched in such a certain way. They're going to want to give financially. Well, Lord showed me specifically, gave me this prophetic night vision, this dream where he showed me he was moving. He's going to move in schools. God's glory is going to be in the schools. I'm in elementary age schools. I'm seeing younger schools where God is just moving powerfully. And his glory is going to be in these certain schools, or in all schools, but in the school and education. Our children are going to experience the glory of God. And I know that Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, is setting up for 2019 to be able to bring in the young people so they can soak in the glory of God.
Wow.
I mean, this is so important for our young people to experience God's glory. But God showed me, so all of a sudden the glory is all over the school, and everybody's just understanding the glory of God falls, everything's right. Everybody wants to stay. Nobody wants to leave. And the kids are just going after God. They want more of God. And even somebody from the outside started actually attacking one of the children and verbally assaulting them and saying, what's going on? And all of a sudden the whole society says, don't mess with that kid.
This is a dream.
This is a dream, prophetic dream. And so then the glory's there, and all of a sudden nobody wanted to leave. The teachers didn't want to leave. The students didn't want to leave. And all of a sudden this choir began to sing, and this choir was just everyday folks that just came together and they're singing, but they were kind of tattered and torn from life and that type of thing, and they needed help. Well, somebody from the entertainment mountain that I've named their names, you know who they are, they were so touched by the glory of God and the presence of God when they saw that there was a need, and everybody wanted to give, John. I mean, in the glory, nobody was like, everybody's like, where do I give? But in this aspect, this one particular entertainer is talking to me, And she says, you know, I want to be able to give where they never want again. And God's going to begin to shift the spirit of poverty off of the church, the spirit of poverty off of those, so many different areas, and blessings going to come. But the issue was that that money could not be given directly to them because they haven't developed the character and integrity to be able to maintain that blessing, because they've been given wealth and over a period of time and over the years. And even though they were like in their 30s and 40s or whatever, they just squandered the wealth. They couldn't, they didn't have the character and integrity. So God's going to begin to establish, you know, hubs, if you would, that are going to be able to just kind of trickle out the blessing as you teach character and integrity. So if you need to, if you've been challenged in that area, you know, get up under some training and some encouragement. And character is the, and integrity is the courage to meet the demands of reality. If you medicate, if you intoxicate, if you entertain yourself to death when demands are made from you about, you know, your life, and, you know, that's not having the character and integrity you need. What it is to be able, it's hard, life's hard. Somebody, you know, many people told the biggest lies have been told in the last 8 years or so is life's not hard. And then they just say, you know, medicate yourself when you find out it is, or blame your folks because life's hard. The truth
life's
is,
only hard for you, not for everybody else.
Correct. Everybody. But the thing about it, there's, God's designed us to be able to take dominion in life and to be able to function in life. And we've got to have integrity. You know, everybody's not perfect. Things, you know, we make mistakes, but the majority of your life, you want to be able to have that kind of integrity. And it's the courage to meet the demands of reality. And so what God showed me was people were going to meet, even if you had that struggle, people are wanting to meet that need. God's going to touch their hearts and want to be able to meet your need. But you're going to have to get up under some authority, some accountability, and start growing in your character and integrity, because God's going to give those folks the money, the wealth and the wisdom that you're going to need to pour that into your life for the goal to give you what you need to be able to succeed. Because just dumping money in your life, it doesn't work.
Doesn't solve.
If you don't have the care, I think about the lottery winners, like 70% all of
them. Most of them go broke. They can't manage it.
I think it's 70% go bankrupt within the first some odd years or whatever it is, because you got to have character and integrity. And so God's going to do it. I mean, he's literally, Lord, show me this great wealth transfer. The glory of God's coming. The tsunami of God's glory is coming across. And we've actually seen this, not only tsunami for a political party like Champ's seen, but we've literally seen the tsunami waves coming. I mean, just wave after wave after wave. You know, we found out that Pat Hamilton's a surfer.
Yes.
He's riding this
an
wave.
An avid surfer.
Even his wife was surprised that she was surfing. Tracy, you know, she was like on a boogie board or something going down like that. And I think that Jonathan was like doing something. He had something. We got to pray for him.
And birth.
That's a sort. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. So anyway, listen, this is exciting. The things that God's doing is so powerful. And you're looking at the education mountain, the business mountain, the entertainment mountain, the government mountain, the faith mountain. God's taking his church back. The future of the church is going to be so awesome, what God has in store. But you got to be ready for it. If you didn't catch our last program, find out about it. Because imagine 1,000 people a week getting saved and coming to join your church. Could you handle it? Would you be upset they showed up? Do you have a passion for them? Are you willing to raise them up? Well, God's looking for people who will love his children the way you love your own children. Mm. That you'll take care of them, that you will disciple them, that you will love them in their mess on the way to their miracle, and all those different things. And we do that at Vine Fellowship Network. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org at the Dream Center in our network. But there's plenty of churches that do that across the land, and it's just exciting. I want to pray with you right now. We got to go. But comment below. We want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. These are exciting days. Share with us what's going on around you as well. Father God, just bless our audience. I thank you for this word. We receive it, Lord. Let that tsunami red wave come. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, for all the midterm elections, God, that you would just have your way. That we have a righteous Supreme Court, a righteous Congress, a righteous House of Representatives, a righteous Senate, a righteous executive branch, judges across the land, change them out, schools, fill them with your glory. Lord, touch, Lord, our Secretary of Education, Bessie DeVos. Lord, empower her. Flip our education back to you. Change our universities, God. Bring light. Invade our campuses across the land with light. God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion. Send this revival. Send this great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.